Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Credo Brands Marketing Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Khushalani, MD and CEO of Credo Brands Marketing Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I have with me Mr. Rasik Mittal, our Chief Financial Officer, and SGA, our Investment Relations Advisors. I hope you all have received the investors' deck. If not, you can view them on the stock exchange or the company website. Mufti's revenues in Q2 FY25 grew by 12% to 186 crores, with gross margins remaining stable year-on-year, mainly due to cost optimization measures we have been taking. Please note that this growth is after making an increased provision of 3% for the goods returned as compared to the same period last year. So the growth actually has been 15% year-on-year. The market for premium and mid-premium branded apparel continued to be subdued due to consumer behavior influenced by several external factors, including a reduced number of wedding dates, extended monsoon rains in the months of September as well as October, and generally also due to subdued discretionary spending in this category, in this premium to mid-premium category. However, going forward, we are anticipating higher demand in the coming months, driven by the festive season and upcoming marriages. In H1 FY25, we added 17 new stores gross to our portfolio, whereas on a net basis, we added two stores, taking our total store count to 427. Given the softer demand environment, we have been very selective about our store openings and have been focusing on high-quality signings. Going forward, as the demand begins to pick up, we expect to further ramp up our store openings and plan to open 20-25 new stores in the second half of the year. We intend to open new stores with the aim of improving market share, brand recognition, and achieve economies of scale. EBOs are central to our growth strategy, with them offering a holistic in-store brand experience and help enhancing brand visibility. Coming to the inventory front, we have maintained our focus on efficient inventory management, because of which we have been able to achieve a reduction in the inventory levels. Our inventory days have decreased from 77 days in March 2024 to 69 days in September 2024 in 6 months. Our receivable days have recently increased, primarily due to the crisis in Bangladesh. The supplies were delayed, and these delays in the shipment of our products subsequently caused delays in deliveries to our customers. However, in October, we have started receiving these payments as per our payment terms and due dates. We aim to significantly enhance our brand's presence on digital platforms with a clear focus on growing our market share within the D2C space. To achieve this, we are dedicated to building a distinctive and memorable brand identity by implementing a cohesive advertising strategy and launching a series of targeted marketing campaigns. By leveraging these initiatives, we seek to engage with our audience more effectively, increase brand awareness, and a lasting connection with our customers across various digital touchpoints. To achieve this, we have partnered with Google and Meta. For the full year, we plan to spend approximately 5% of revenues on branding and advertising. For FY25, our company is aiming for a 10%-12% revenue growth as of now, driven by the expansion of new store locations across both new and established markets, depending upon a rebound in the industry demand for premium and mid-premium brands led by the coming festive and wedding season. Additionally, We are focusing on enhancing profitability by implementing cost efficiency measures and reducing working capital days, which will contribute to strengthening the company's overall financial health. As usual, we shall focus on growing the company through the profitability lens. We are confident in our capability to handle short-term fluctuations and achieve sustainable and consistent growth in the future. With this brief, I'd like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Rasik Mittal, for the update on the financial performance. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Kamal. Good afternoon, everyone. First, I will give you the financial highlights of Q2 FY25. Revenue for Q2 FY25 grew by 12% year-on-year to 185.6 crores. Our SSSG for Q2 stood at negative 3.37% year-on-year, mainly due to subdued demand in the market. Gross profit grew by 7% year-on-year to 102.2 crores with a gross profit margin of 55.1% for the quarter. EBITDA for Q2 FY25 stood at 57.6 crores, that is a growth of 1% year-on-year. Our EBITDA margin stood at 31.1%. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 26.5 crores, that is a degrowth of 5%. Next, I will give you the financial highlights for H1 FY25. Revenue for H1 FY25 grew by 9% year-on-year to 309.5 crores. Our SSSG for the half year stood at negative 1% year-on-year, mainly due to subdued demand in the market. Gross profit grew by 8% year-on-year to 174.8 crores with a GP margin of 56.5% for the half year. EBITDA for H1 FY25 stood at 91 crores as compared to 87.3 crores in H1 FY24, that is a growth of 5%. Our EBITDA margin for H1 stood at 29.4%. Profit after tax for quarter stood at 36.2 crores. Our inventory days have decreased by 8 days to 69 days as on 30th September 2024. As mentioned earlier, we continue to aspire to manage our inventory prudently. Our cash flow from operations was 64 crores for H1 FY25. ROCE and ROE stood at 20.4% and 20.9% respectively. Our net debt levels to equity stand at 0.05x. With this, we will now open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge may wish to ask a question. May press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Neeraj from Prospetree AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity. I'm attending this con call for the first time, Mukti. Sir, I would like to ask 3-4 questions only, if permit me. Sir, my first question is related to same-store sales growth. See, in this quarter, it is reported that the same-store sales growth is negative. And then also, the company has reported the 12% growth in the revenue term. If the same store sales growth will not reported, not registered, then how the company will increase their profitability? Because the inflation is around 5 to 6%, so other all, even the store maintenance cost will increase. In that case, if the revenue will not grow, how our profitability will grow? Then the only possibility to grow the revenue and profit is to increase the number of stores. But I think if the same store sales growth at least maintain the inflation rate or more than the inflation, then the profitability will look nice and it will be in a double digit. Please explain.
Sure, Neeraj. So, Neeraj, as we had said in our earlier earnings call, that looking at the market scenario over the last 2-3 seasons, we had moderated our growth plans for this year and we had focused on improving our profitability and also improving our costs. from that point of view, we have decided to shut down some stores which have been unproductive and open new stores which are more productive. So you do see a degrowth of 3.37% in Q2. However, it's in the entire year, H1, it's at minus 1%. But this is business as usual. In a year when the things are bad, sometimes you do experience the fall in same-store sales growth. However, what has happened at the same time, due to the close that we have stores that we have closed and the new ones that we have opened, even though our SSG appears lower, but the overall revenue per store for all the 427 stores put together has gone up by 1%. The revenue per store has gone up by 1% over the same period year on year. So in bad years, sometimes it does happen that your same store growth goes down, but you have to look at the growth of a store. If all stores are profitable, you have to look at the growth of those stores over a period of 4, 5, 6 years, over the lifespan of a store. Coming to your point of how will we increase the profitability is like, as long as the overall productivity per store goes up and we maintain a control on our expenses, that's how we intend to improve our profitability. And just to give one more nuance to this, we have taken an additional GR provision of 3% this year compared to the same period last year. If you add that back to revenues, then you would have seen improvement in profitability also. So once that has been normalized now, so we'll see this going forward.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Mr. Neeraj has been disconnected.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Meg Shah from Prosperity Tree Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm Neeraj here. My line was disconnected, unfortunately. And I listened to your answer also.
Okay.
So the second question is related to the, we have increased some provision, higher provision for the sales return. So I would like to understand the accounting treatment of the sales return and the higher number of sales return. Does it reflect the non-acceptance of our product because of the design or fabric or pricing? What is the reason and what will be the overall guidance for the sales return?
The higher provision has been taken because the demand has been subdued for last 3-4 seasons basically. It's only temporary. If the demand picks up, whenever the demand picks up, the returns will be reduced and accordingly the provision will be rationalized accordingly.
So last year, the provisions were being taken at 22%. As we could see that the returns were higher due to subdued demand, Rasik, our CFO, spoke with the auditors and they revised the provision to 25% so that there is a more standardized and consistent image of the numbers throughout the year. Otherwise, in every quarter, it appeared up and down. So we've taken it at 25%, and as Rasik said, depending on the market conditions, when as this improves, they'll get rationalized going forward.
So when you say 25%, does it mean that suppose our sale is 100 rupees, then we are expecting that 25 rupees goods will be returned and that we made the provision? It is like that?
Yes.
So we have to dispose of that 25 rupees of the goods in another channel, not from the EBOs, because in the fashion world, it becomes something like outdated.
Correct.
If my understanding is correct.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right, Neeraj. So, whatever goods we receive, we are able to clear it out through the e-commerce partner channels and through our factory outlets. There is a separate ecosystem that we have created to clear these goods. And everything that we produce, fortunately, so far we have always managed to sell everything profitably. We are able to liquidate that at a profit in spite of offering discounts on these 25% that we receive. That is how we tow a very, very tight rope and we manage our inventory levels such and do not discount too high so that the value of the brand does not get eroded, and hence we are able to maintain our margins and grow the business profitably, which is what we have been doing. In the history of the company, we have never had any material write-offs on account of inventory or account of bad debts either, for that matter.
So does it mean the aging of the inventory is not more than the 1 year, any day? So the total, out of the total inventory, whatever the goods we received return, is the part of that inventory, and the age of that inventory is not more than the 1 or 1.5 years?
So some of it could be, but that's a very, very small percentage.
Okay. And sir, how is the current festival season?
So far, it's below our expectations, Neeraj. But we are hoping for things to revive. In the last one week, it has come to our expectations. And let's hope this momentum continues, because going forward, it's a very good wedding season all the way until June of next year. So we are hoping that demand sustains.
Okay, that's nice. Sir, if you permit me, last question. Sir, it is mentioned in the annual report that the EBO's setup cost is around 28 lakhs rupees and revenue per EBO's is 75 lakhs rupees. So what is the payback period for that capex? Suppose we are spending a 28 lakhs rupees to set up a one new EBO's, and the revenue from that EBO is in only 75 lakhs rupees, and our GP margin is 50 to 55%, or rather 55 to 57%, and less other operating expense. Then what is the payback period? I mean, that situation, suppose we have to close down that EBOs, we have to write off that balance portion which we have not covered. So what is the payback period generally whenever we open the new EBOs?
So for payments, typically, you know, we take payments in advance from our franchisees, which are lying with us as deposits. So payments are covered, and whatever payments, I mean, they keep making payments to us.
So Neeraj, see, typically the store that we open breaks even between 6 to 12 months. And the payback period for capex is generally 15 to 18 months. We are able to recover our capex in 15 to 18 months.
Okay. And does company spend anything for the other than the companies on company operated, that say the franchises on franchises are operated, in that model, company spends anything for the franchisee, or the only franchises, they are all expenses?
So, for COCO stores, the capex is done by the company. For COFO stores, the capex also is done by the company. For FOFO stores, most of the capex is done by the franchisee. The company contributes a very small portion of 4 to 5 lakhs for the FOFO stores.
And sir, are we offering any loyalty bonus to the customer to maintain the repeat customer or something like that, to maintain the even the same store sales growth?
Yeah. We have a loyalty program called Mufti Sphere, which we have actively been operating for the last many years.
Oh, that's nice. That's all from my side. Thank you very much, and all the best. Happy Diwali in advance, sir, everybody.
Thank you. Happy Diwali. Happy Diwali.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divesh Advani from Reliance General Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are, Divesh.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what I wanted to ask is that on the margin front, company margins have declined to 31.1%. So what has been the reason for decline in margin? And also, as far as gross margins are concerned, that has also declined. So if you can tell me the reasons for that, and also how do you see as to FY25 going forward in terms of margins and gross margins?
So Devesh, see, basically the seasons have been subdued. The H1, the demand has been subdued in the market, and we had to offer more higher discounts. That's why that has affected the gross margin for the company, as well as the EBITDA has been a little lower. However, we have guided for EBITDA of around 28 to 30%, and that we've been able to achieve, and we hope to maintain that in future also.
So this margin fluctuates a few percentage points, Devesh, depending upon the season, because what is important is that whatever goods we have made have to be sold profitably at the end of the day. So while the season is on, in the end of season sale, we try to liquidate as much inventory as possible up until then. Post that, it goes into our other liquidation channel, namely the e-commerce partners and our factory outlets. So because if a season is slightly better or worse, that is where the EBITDA margins get impacted by a few percentage points here or there.
Sir, if I may ask regarding the top line, so how do you see the top line in H2 FY25, and how do you see the SSG growth in coming H2 FY25?
10-12% growth we have now moderated our growth to.
Okay, 10-12%. Top line growth, sir.
Yeah, top line.
And how do you think the SSG is going to perform in H2?
Speak a little louder.
Can you speak up? Yeah.
Yeah, how do you think the SSG is going to perform in H2 FY25?
I wish I had a call in which I could gaze and tell you. It depends a little on the market condition. We are hoping for things to improve, as I said. Last 7 days have been good. And I'm sure we'll be able to sustain profitable growth going forward, Devesh. That's something that we have done. Our focus is going to be on improving profitability, improving our inventory days, and our working capital days, which is something we have already managed and displayed over the last 6 months.
So, Devesh, there are a lot of wedding dates in this H2. H1, unfortunately, the wedding days were very, very low, which affected the demand.
Right. Okay. Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Palash Kawale from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Apologies if I'm repeating the question, sir. What was the SSSG?
Can you speak a little louder, please, Palash?
Yeah. I hope I'm audible now.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, apologies if I'm repeating the question, but what was the SSSG for the quarter?
-3.37%. For H1, it stood at -1%.
Okay, okay. And sir, how is the demand panning out? Like, is it the only footfalls are down, or even average bill values are also down?
Average bill value is higher. The footfalls are down.
Okay, okay. And in terms of store additions, sir, how do you see like next year panning out?
It's what store?
Store additions.
See, like we said, we moderated our ambitions on that as well this year, and we have been well on that. And as I mentioned earlier, in spite of a bad, challenging market scenario, we have been able to increase our revenue per store by 1%. So, looking at the market conditions going forward, we will be proactive, and there is enough opportunities that we keep getting for opening new stores. Depending on market conditions, we will add them. And for this year, in the next 6 months, we intend to open about 20 to 25 new stores. Again, depending upon market conditions and the type of opportunities that come our way. If we get good opportunities, we may even end up opening a little more than the guidance that we have given.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your answers. That's it from my side. All the best for the upcoming quarters, and Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Dhruv from Pegasus Growth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I had just two small questions. One was on the churn in the stores that we are seeing this. In the first half itself, we obviously had it. Added what, 25 gross, but the net is only 2. So I'm just trying to understand why would there be so much churn? It's effectively almost 8-10% of your 8% of your overall stores. Any specific reason for that?
See, there are a lot of changes that keep happening in markets, Rahul. So out of these stores, there are stores that have been relocated. There are stores where the mall shut down. There are stores where the agreements expire. There are stores where sometimes there is a payment issue from some franchisee. And there are also some stores that become unproductive over a period of time because the market may have shifted, or maybe that was a wrong choice. So we are very proactive in terms of shutting down stores that are unproductive. So these are various reasons due to which they may have come down. However, as I said, that we have managed to close down some stores which are unproductive and open stores that are being more productive. Therefore, we have been able to increase our revenue per store by 1%. However, for the next 6 months going forward, there are already 18 to 20 stores that are in the pipeline for opening. Hence, we have given a guidance of up to 20 to 25 new stores that we may open.
Yes, sure. What I'm trying to understand is that has the churn rate always been this high?
No, during COVID it was this high, but this is business as usual, Rahul. It does happen that you know whenever market shift, because what happens in smaller towns particularly, earlier the market develops in the old markets that exist, and as the market evolves and the market grows, the markets get developed in newer parts of that town or city. So the market shifts, so the stores also shift, stores close down, and some of them, you also, when you are expanding at this rate, you end up making, sometimes some errors in judgment. But all in all the stores that we run, this has not always been the case. Prior to this, the previous year, we had closed about 3 stores. This year, so far, we have closed higher, and in the coming 6 months, I don't think we will close more than 1 or 2 stores or there and thereabouts.
Okay. And just you mentioned Bangladesh at the beginning of the call.
Yep. So the store closure generally is not so high. It is just situation basically. Last year, I think we closed overall around 15 stores.
Okay. Thank you. Just on the Bangladesh bit that you mentioned at the beginning of the call, how much of your garments are sourced from Bangladesh?
Can you repeat the question, please? Sorry.
What percentage of your sourcing is from Bangladesh?
We source roughly 10% from Bangladesh.
And is it like significantly costly?
Sorry.
Is it like very significantly cost effective as in to import from Bangladesh?
It is cost effective, and it is also the design exclusivity, etc. Various reasons for us to source out of there. We source roughly 10 to 15% from Bangladesh.
And there are no problems because of what's happening over there in terms of receivables or getting.
Right now, things seem to be settling down. There was delays in supplies, but they seem to be settling down now. And our suppliers have given us enough confidence that going forward, these problems are unlikely to arise.
Okay, that's it from me. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apurva Mehta from AM Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to know the closures of stores which were there. It is that the return is also related to that, the 3% return which we have there reported is because of higher closure of stores?
3% additional returns? No, no. The provision is due to we are taking higher provision for returns overall. It's not due to these stores that have been closed.
Okay.
That's business as usual.
Yeah, and what would be the impact if we have this high number of store closure on the margins or anything on that front?
So, Apurva, the stores are closed when they become unviable or there are other reasons basically. So, it should affect the profitability of the company.
Okay. So, any impact on that? Because if we close stores, there will be some of the safe return will be there will be some other expenses will be there. There will be some other short recovery will be there from the on the where we had spent for these stores.
So generally in our case, receivables, there are no bad debts, but some small write-offs may be there, but they are not significant. When we take a call to close a store, we all this is factored into our decision basically.
Okay. And the rest of the two quarters, we are hoping to add around 20 to 25 stores, which you have mentioned. And are we confident that we have all the plans in place to open that stores and, you know, all this?
Yeah. 20 stores are already in the pipeline, Apurva.
Okay. And that would be predominantly on this quarter, or it will be on predominantly
no,
on this
quarter? For the next two quarters.
Next two quarters. Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Kunal Bhatia from Dalal & Broacha Stockbroking Limited. Please go ahead.
Oh yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and wish you a very happy Diwali and Dhanteras in advance. Sir, I just had one question in terms of the returns. So, if we were to consider the current H1, what would be our actual sales return and how is this comparable to FY24?
So, Kunal, our expected returns is in the region of around 25%. That's why we provided for that basically. And in FY24, March also the provision was 25%. However, year on year, H1 of FY24, means September 23, we had taken 22%.
Actual returns?
Yep.
Okay, and how is it currently in the current year, H1 FY25, the actual returns?
100%.
Mr. Kunal, does that answer your question?
No, I was asking for the current year, how much is it, H1 FY25?
25%.
25%, okay, yeah. Okay, all right, got it. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Sethi from Sethi Investment. Please go ahead. The current participant line has been disconnected. We will move on to the next participant. It's from the line of Pranjal from Nivesha. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Happy Diwali, first of all.
Thank you. Wish you the same.
So the questions were on two fronts. Basically, what is your ideal SSG number?
Ideal SSG, Pranjal, is 2 to 3%. Because overall, what happens is, Pranjal, that you don't only open stores in new towns and new cities. You also end up opening stores in clusters. And as the city grows, to some extent, one store does cannibalize the other. So you have to look at the overall market share that you are gaining in a city over just the growth that you are gaining in every store.
Got it. And do you prefer to open more stores in Tier 2, Tier 3 cities rather than Tier 1?
No. Wherever there is an opportunity for, mid-premium to premium men's apparel purchase, we are there, whether it is the malls or the high streets, starting from metros to Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 across all types of cities. The brand is such that we have been able to penetrate and engage with all kind of audiences with our target audience across all kinds of cities, I'm sorry.
Got it. And Mr. Kunal, what would be your marketing expense for this year? Like, how much percent is your marketing expense and are you trying to bring on some kind of a brand ambassador? Are there
any plans? We don't have plans for a brand ambassador as of now, but yes, we are using a lot of influencers for our marketing as ambassadors. But we intend to spend roughly around 5% of our revenue on branding and advertising.
This would be of total revenue or revenue from operations?
Total revenue.
Okay. So, and so how's the demand looking right now for the second half of the year? I've been saying like the demand has been subdued, but do you think there's a way that demand can pick up? Because there are a lot of wedding dates in the next half and other things as well. Like, weather is getting better, so many people are trying to go out and like shop.
So for this month and Diwali as a season, we are the demand is below our expectation. However, it has picked up very well in the last 1 week, And given the number of wedding dates, etc., that we have this year, all the way from November until June next year, we are hoping that, you know, this demand should sustain.
Got it. Thank you, sir. That would be all.
Welcome.
The next question is from the line of Sagar Sethi from Sethi Investment. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello. Am I audible?
Oh, yes, sir, you are.
I just want to share a feedback with them. This time there's a delayed winter in northern India.
Can you speak a little louder and clear, please?
Okay. This time there's a delayed winter in north India. Will it impact your sales?
You are not audible, Sagar. You need to speak a little slowly and clearly.
Okay. This time there's a delayed winter in north India. It will impact your sales.
I'm sorry, we are unable to understand what you're saying, Sagar. Hello?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Sagar's line has been disconnected. We will move on to the next question. It's from the line of Rishabh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Happy Diwali, sir.
Happy Diwali.
Sir, I just want to ask that are you trying to plan, although you have clear that you don't want to go ahead with brand ambassador, but being a shareholder and as well as the product user, I just want to give a certain sort of feedback that if you have a certain sort of brand ambassador in form of certain sportsman or celebrity, earlier you were having Kartik Aaryan as a brand ambassador. So it would be creating a positive impact among the youth, means among the youngsters, among we, the age I belong to.
Sure, Rishabh. We have noted your suggestion and we shall evaluate this.
Also, sir, regarding what are the means, I currently understand that the economy is not going well in the sense of consumer behavior. But can we expect around 20 to 25% growth in your brand when the or the demand revival comes?
For this year, we have we are giving a guidance for around 10 to 12% of growth, looking at how the H1 has panned. But going forward, certainly we would expect, higher growth.
And so, way of, we should expect out the increase in same store growth.
Same store growth?
Yeah, so means from the last, 3 quarters, I'm noticing that for the last 2 quarters, it could be positive, but this quarter it has gone down. I could clearly understand that you have given all the things, but what are the measures you are taking up to taking it to a positive side?
So lots of measures that we are taking, starting from marketing to merchandising and lot of implementation happening at the front end in terms of staff training, etc. These are two operational things to be discussed over this call, Rishabh. There are a lot of endeavors that are done for same store sales growth. However, as I mentioned earlier, when the market is challenging, it does happen that the same store sales growth gets impacted. But if we look at the overall sales growth of the company, that's what is more important. And we look at the same store growth of any store at a CAGR over a period of 5, 7, 8 years and the life cycle of the store, basically.
And sir, sorry to interrupt you. Just one more thing I just want to clear out. That do new stores account into these same store sales growth?
What stores?
The new stores which you open in this quarter or in the previous quarter?
No. And that is any store which has been opened for 1 year, same period this year to last year.
So, Rishabh, the any store which was there last year in the quarter and which is in existence in the current year in the same quarter, we compare those stores only.
Okay. So, very the last question. that would you be considering to enter into kids or means the women side of the apparel market in future?
Yes, but as of now, in the immediate future, we don't have plans for that.
Okay.
There is enough to do in what we are doing.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Most welcome.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participant, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer all your queries. We look forward to such interactions even in the future. In case you require any further details, you may contact Mr. Devin Dhruva from SGA, our investor relations partners. Thank you. Happy Diwali and a festive season going forward. All the best.
On behalf of Credo Brands Marketing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.